Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 21st. Today's devotion is entitled, Whom the Lord Sets Free. We'll be looking at the reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 118, verse 5. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The psalmist wrote Psalm 118 as a song of thanksgiving for God's faithful deliverance, calling God's people to remember His steadfast love. In this verse, the writer testified that he cried out to the Lord from a place of distress. The Hebrew language painted a vivid contrast between a narrow place and a broad place. The psalmist described himself as hemmed in, trapped, pressed, and restricted by enemies and trouble. Yet God answered by bringing him into a spacious place of freedom and relief. He did not cry out after the trial had ended, but in the midst of his trouble. Distress became the occasion for his prayer. Rather than allowing pressure to silence his faith, suffering drove him toward God. His testimony revealed a pattern often seen throughout Scripture. Trouble led to prayer, prayer led to God's answer, and God's answer brought deliverance. We often find ourselves feeling trapped in narrow places. We can feel pressed in by burdens, surrounded by uncertainty, or restricted by circumstances beyond our control. Yet Psalm 118 reminds us that difficult seasons can become invitations to pray. We can learn not to wait until the pressure lifts before calling on God. We can cry out while still in the middle of the struggle. God often moves His people from narrow places to broad places, not always by removing pressure immediately, but by answering prayer with His presence and deliverance. Jesus echoed this greater truth when He said, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Whether our chains are fear, sin, anxiety, or suffering, Christ alone gives lasting freedom. Whom the Lord sets free is truly free. Let's pray. Dear Father, when we feel trapped, burdened, and pressed on every side, teach us to call upon You immediately. Help us turn our distress into prayer and trust You while we are still in the middle of our struggles. Remind us that Your presence brings peace and Your power brings deliverance. Thank You for the freedom we have through Your Son. Help us live in the confidence and joy of those whom the Lord sets free. In Jesus' name, amen.